Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Good morning, excuse me, good evening, good afternoon to all my blessed beloveds out there in radio land. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and in the background you'll hear Chloe and Bella too. We're in the process of moving and packing and painting and getting out of this space and finding a transitional space until our relocation hearing has been heard. And we have a huge party on June 13th, holding a vigil internationally in hopes and prayers that everything turns out the way it's supposed to be and surrounding us in white light. So I'm grateful for that. Chloe and I's court fees have just been astronomical, and we have started a fundraising campaign to help us, meet that burden. And I am to tears and overwhelmed with everybody who has participated. I'm grateful. Chloe's grateful. Bella's grateful. And amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm very, very humbled by all of the support that we've received in regards to this particular situation, as unfortunate as it is. But on the good news is... you're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and we are booked until 2015. I am working as much as I can on my Having Tea with Skeletons book, as well as a new book, and packing and painting and trying to earn money as well. So feel free to, if you're local and you want to help and pitch in, that would be great. I have somehow managed to lose my storage key, so that's going to be an entertaining thing to try to get all this stuff in storage and in the next couple of days, but it is what it is. Tonight, I have to tell you, I am completely and totally and amazingly honored to have Hannah Hundell, who is a high school senior, or a junior, she'll be a senior soon, see, I was already trying to give her mother a heart attack. She is from Turlock, California, and she is on the mission to empower the new generation to lead active and healthy lives. This young lady has published 75 health and wellness science articles in a variety of print and online publishing. She's a health guru, and her title is Health with Hannah, section on Express Yourself Teen Radio. Can you believe it? She's just a junior in high school. I thought I was special, but this girl's got me beat by miles. She's in Teen Inc. magazine, Contentment Health Magazine, Yahoo Voices, and the Huffington Post, and Modesto B. She's quite the young lady, so I want to welcome her with a full applaud. Hello, 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 Miss Hannah.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so thrilled to be talking to you.
Good gravy. When I was your age, which was 1,015 bazillion years ago, and we had to walk uphill back and forth in Miami with no shoes during a snowstorm, I was lowly in comparison to you. I was a big sister, big brother. I volunteered for the courts in Florida and in Vermont as a teen advocate, peer advocate for foster care kids because I was an orphan. And I wrote for the school newspaper and I held protests and just this, pretty advanced kid. But wow, look at what you've done. Holy cow, you're setting precedents more than I ever did.
Thank you. I'm just so blessed that I've been able to really find all these great opportunities of reaching out to people. I'm so grateful that I have this platform from which I can spread this inspiring, positive message of healthy living. I think not a lot of people have these opportunities to reach out to people of all demographics, of all age groups. And because I do, I feel like it's my duty to really get out there and to help my peers really rise and live healthier.
So tell me, what was the kick in your pants to make you so motivated to do this? Because we've all had that cosmic 2x4 that kicks you right in the pants to motivate you to do something to inspire and help other people. So what was your kick in the pants?
Well, I'm not sure if it was quite as seminal of a moment, but being in the public school system, very early on, you're exposed to children putting themselves in all of these detrimental, really, states of being. They're engaging in these activities that are just so unhealthy. And the more and more I would go to school each day, I would be around these kids. And I was actually friends, and I still am friends with quite a few of them. It really opened my eyes. And so I think it was more of an incremental inclination towards going on this mission, really, that I'm on, to inspire more of my peers to live healthier. Because the more and more I would see them just neglect their bodies and engage in these really, really unhealthy behaviors, the more and more that inspired me to get them on this healthy living journey with me.
So what do you think is the most unhealthiest thing you've seen a child do? And girl, I have been in the foster care system from Florida all the way up to Vermont. So I have seen some things. I've been shot at. I've got some stories. However, I am dying to know what is going on in our high schools now that, you know, I'm 380 years old, so who knows? I'm way out of the situation. So what kinds of things do you consider unhealthy?
Right. Well, I think it's really interesting to note how the unhealthy behaviors don't really change with the generations. It's kind of, I would think, the same type of thing, just on a totally different scale and on a much larger magnitude. For example, fads are still such a huge trend among kids, and these really dangerous fads, too. They're not just some fun little activities that you can engage in for 5 minutes and be done with it. Some of them can leave you really, really damaged. For example, there was the cinnamon challenge going on very recently, and I'm not sure
how
familiar
you are
with that.
That's weird.
Oh, yeah. Right. Basically, for all the viewers who don't know about that, the cinnamon challenge was essentially ingesting as much cinnamon as you can in a very short period of time. And these kids would think that's enjoyable and that's funny to videotape and to post on the internet, you know, watching their peers just gag and try to endure this huge amount of cinnamon. But actually what happened was there were many emergency rooms reporting kids coming in with damaged lungs. And so this is just another example of kids engaging in these fads, which is probably something that has been going on for decades, but I think at an ever more increasing rate right now, and not really knowing just how detrimental the ramifications can be. So what I try to do is in all of my writing and all of my radio, really highlight the negative facets to these fads, to these unhealthy behaviors, because, you know, I think these kids are maybe well-intentioned. I don't think they're ill-intentioned. I just think they're misinformed. And so I really think it's my duty and any adult, educator, parent, teacher to really bring these issues to light as well and help a young child in their life become informed about these unhealthy behaviors.
So I do have to point out that you're only a junior in high school and you should be, like, picking your nose and gossiping about Justin Bieber fever and what's on the red carpet and, you know, shaving your legs and pretending that you have tattoos, even though your parents would probably kill you, you know, sneaking out to parties or whatever. So what makes you so articulate? What are your parents like? Are they just like these cool parents who are like, you know, do what you got to do and
have
the power within you? Or like, what are your parents like to raise such a really cool, special kid?
Oh, well, I thank you again for the profusion of compliments. I really am just so honored to receive the compliments and just know that my message is resonating. So thank you. But I, you know, I've really been blessed that my parents have been ones to always kind of let me explore. And I think that's something that unfortunately a lot of kids aren't able to do anymore. They're being pushed and coaxed in certain life directions and certain life journeys that they never really get to traverse the path on their own to figure out what they really want to do. But I've always grown up in an environment in which I had the opportunity to dip my toes into whatever interesting areas I wanted to get into. I remember being very, very young and just being absolutely enthralled with the idea of being an astronaut. And I remember another period of time where I wanted to be a fashion designer, and now I'm a health advocate. So, you know, I'm so grateful that I've had this chance to really kind of be a renaissance woman, to try a little bit of everything, to bite off bite off little bits and pieces of so many great, wonderful life experiences. It's really shaped me into the person I am and allowed me to really find what I want to do.
Well, and I just have to say, and, you know, not to say that you don't have your own individuality in that, but you also have, you know, parenting or people in your life that are definitely helping shape that for you and giving you that security and self-esteem to really push forward. And that's admirable because it's rare. So, for example, my growing up, my rearing was so awful that I chose to prove that I wasn't going to be a statistic. You sound like you have this really amazing encouragement, which is what I'm trying to do with my 8-year-old daughter. I'm giving her enough rope that if she wants to hang herself, she's going to hang herself, and I'm going to look at her and say, well, you won't do that again now, will you? But she's turned out like you. She's turned out to be like this really amazing, graceful, strong person who wants to help other people. So kudos to you and your environment because you're doing well.
No, I think it's an excellent point you bring up, this notion of familial involvement, because in a lot of the radio programs that I do and on all the articles that I publish in newspapers, magazines, et cetera, I really do touch on this idea that it's not just young people who need to be laying a foundation for a good, solid, healthy life right now. They need the whole family in on it with them, because it's very difficult for a young person to feel like they have to really battle their way, battle through that ground of transforming their own lives when all the influences around them are so negative. And so I really try to encourage not only the kids that I speak with, but also their parents as well, to join them in this healthy living mission.
What was your first interview or your first realization that this was the path that was going to kind of unfold? Like, what was your step to inspire the other listeners? Because I have actually quite a few high schoolers that listen to the show internationally. And I'm sure Irene, I know you're out there. She's one of my biggest fans out of Florida. She listens. She's amazing. But how can you inspire her to, you know, pick it up where you got it?
Well, I really gleaned my inspiration, I think, from talking to kids one-on-one. You know, it's one thing to be speaking on a radio program, speaking to an audience that sometimes you don't even quite know who you're talking to, or to be writing for an audience that you've never personally met. But when I was actually speaking with children one-on-one, and I did that primarily through the Medical Careers Club at my school that I became president of, we would organize health booths all over campus, just disseminating great health information. So we'd engage in Red Ribbon Week, where we talk to kids about the dangers of alcohol, drug, and tobacco usage at such a young age. We would just do all of these different, when I would really get to get out there and meet these kids and speak with them and hear their concerns, answer their questions, I think that's where you really foster that great intimate bond and connection. And I think that's where you really get a message across. But of course, I can't do that with every young person. I mean, that's why I've had to resort to radio and writing to reach an even broader audience. But I really emphasize the notion that it has to start within yourself, because I think that living the healthy life is just another way of honoring your body. So you have to really come to terms with it yourself and make a decision for you that, yes, you are worth it. You are valuable. In fact, you are so valuable that you cannot be putting these detrimental, unhealthy foods in your body. You cannot be engaging in these detrimental, unhealthy actions because you are too valuable. You really need to honor yourself and protect your own body.
All right. Well, this is where I have to put you on freeze, hold, pause. I neglected to do this at the beginning of the episode because I was so excited to meet you. But I need to celebrate our sponsor of today's show, and that's ASEA. So give me one moment, and we'll be right back.
ASEA is the first and only source of balanced, stabilized redox signaling molecules outside the body. What does that mean? Enhanced immune function, protection against free radical damage, boosts efficiency of the body's own antioxidants by up to 500%, and provides superior support to athletes, for starters. To learn more about this amazing, one-of-a-kind product and how it can enrich your life, go to ASEA-rocks.com. That's ASEA-rocks.com. Or call Teresa at 206-454-9226. Again, that's 206-454-9226.
All right, you're back. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. It's Sunday night, Sunday fun day. I woke up this morning. I did not want to curl out of bed. I was all snuggly, and it was rainy and chilly and cold, and I just wanted to stay in bed. But I had to go to work in Portland. And then I get out of work, and it's beautiful and sunshiny, and I just grrrd. I was like, seriously, I missed all that sunshine. And I was cruising down the road, and I'm contemplating life and all the trials and tribulations we're going through. And for those of you who follow me, you well know how things have just kind of unfolded. It's been wild, wild ride. My lottery ticket flew out the window. I bought two, one flew. Cashed in the other one, won $4. So I'm feeling pretty good, but I have a feeling the $4,000 that I was banking on flew out the window. Go figure. Got to work some more. That's the way it is. But you're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and we have this tremendous guest on tonight, Hannah Hundell. She's a high school junior. She actually sounds like she's probably like older than me or something. I don't know. She's on a mission to empower a new generation, and I'm on a mission to challenge her a little bit to see what that means, and hopefully it'll inspire 200,000 people internationally. And maybe you guys can pick up the torch and start inspiring people in your neck of the woods if you're a health nut. So, Hannah, I'm going to give you a tough question, and I don't normally stray too much from my questions, but you sound like you can handle it. So my question to you, and this is just from a really old lady. I'm really old, and I've died three times. I've had cancer twice, and so I'm just old. So how much do you think that the vigilance that we do as a society to prevent so like the non-smoking ads and the, you know, moderation ads and all of that stuff, how much do you think that that's actually beneficial and genuine versus what God has to do with or the universe has to do with your life? Does that make sense?
Oh, that's a great question. So you're asking how much of these, you know, for instance, anti-tobacco ads or that type of thing are really beneficial in getting their message across?
Right. Versus how much God actually has to do with it. So I think in some ways we take a lot of stock into worry and fear, which actually to me, in my world, and again, I'm an old lady, but in my world, I think fear inspires cancer. I think fear inspires stress. I think fear inspires heartaches and heart attacks. I think that's a molecular issue when we are surrounded by fear-based thinking. Those kinds of ads cause fear-based thinking, thereby potentially causing cancers and all of these things that we're trying not to have by having better behaviors. So what are your thoughts as a junior? It's a double sword.
I can see your point of that. It can perhaps be kind of like a catch-22, whereby these fear-invoking ads are trying to prevent these negative diseases and that type of thing, but in turn, the fear that they're creating may actually cause it. I think with regards to young people, you know, that's a great question. I don't know how much of an impact these ads have with it, as opposed to how much really the impact is when it relates to within yourself, you know, divine inspiration from God, that type of thing. I think these ads can be out there. They can be portraying these really dangerous effects of tobacco. They can be showing these half-opened, blackened lungs. But they can, perhaps we're a little desensitized to that, I fear. Because when we see them on billboards and we're just driving down the highway, I think there's such a barrage of them now that I fear that young people aren't as acute to them anymore, aren't as perceptive of them anymore. So I really think that in order to really get this healthy message across, it needs to originate from within yourself. And if a belief in God, a belief in this divine inspiration to do better, to live higher, can help you reach that point, I think that might actually be a little bit more beneficial and more impactful for young people at this point. Because
I think you're right on the money, because honestly, your age group, and I have to say I'm 380 years old, but I still play video games I am of the Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, and Caterpillar generation.
I think so.
I have a PS3. I'm stoking it with a PS3 now. Oh, yeah, I'm trying to figure out the dials, but I'm doing it. you know, as I've grown up in the computer generation, I've always been extremely technologically inclined. I have shot up more black lungs than they can illustrate on TV. So I absolutely 100% inequivocally believe that we are, as a species, as a society, completely numb to the fact of the visual tactics that are currently being used. I get that.
Right.
What are?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, my generation is facing such a novel challenge with regard to that, because I think we're really one of the first group of kids to have this barrage of advertisements from television, from computers, from this digital world. And I think it's impacting us so differently. And I'm afraid that these social critics aren't really examining all the myriad of ways that these barrage of advertisements are influencing my generation in not a positive way.
Well, and you guys don't really give a darn if you see a black lung or a guy playing the banjo out of his neck, because, frankly, you guys are walking dead fans. You're walking dead fans like I am. It's like, okay, I've seen dead people.
Right,
today. What would you think would be the best method in order to kind of initiate a healthy and constructive conversation without really getting into that place where there's these things that people just kind of blank out on, and they're like, oh, shoot, that's right, Walking Dead's on Sunday night, I gotta go.
Right.
What would you say?
Well, you know, I think community health education teams can really help instigate this healthy movement. Because I've actually been a part of one for 2 years. It's an outreach program of a local hospital. And what we do is we go to county fairs, and we have a little booth there, and we're staffed by a decent number of us volunteers, so we can really reach out and speak to visitors who come to our booth. And I think that's the primary and predominant way to get this type of message across, this inspiring message, when you're really out there speaking to these people. You can't just barrage them with advertisements, with pictures showing blackened lungs. You really have to be speaking to them on a personal basis, foster that intimate connection and bond. And I would really hope that more communities, more hospitals around this nation would get in line with this idea, creating these outreach programs where these volunteers that are so willing to share this healthy message can really get out there and speak to their community members.
So in the next 4 minutes, which is all that you have left, my sweet friend. You have homework to do, and you got to go to bed because your mom emailed me and told me so. You have about 4 minutes to explain to over 200,000 people internationally what the one message is that you really want to get out there. And if you have something specific, not just about, I mean, you've been really, really good and active about being kind of general, but what, you know, your inspiration, what happened to you that really caused this to turn out to be what it is. It's pretty powerful and impactful, but I want people to have the ability to mimic your efforts and contact you so that they can also connect and try to pick up a torch and carry on in their area. So go, 4 minutes.
All right. Well, you know, when I first began back in eighth grade on this healthy living mission, inspiring more of my peers to live healthier, I quickly realized that it couldn't be just a physical health that I had to address. I also had to address the mental and emotional well-being aspect to it. And actually, that's what really inspired me so heavily to get on this mission, because I had a friend who was one of the happiest, funniest, most happy-go-lucky kids I ever knew. And about 3 years into knowing her, she told me very solemnly one day that she had been diagnosed with a mild form of depression. And that really, really motivated me even so much more heavily to be on this healthy living mission and healthy living journey, because I realized that there's so many components to health that just aren't being that addressed nowadays. Not only do you have to eat right and exercise right, but you also have to make sure you've got emotional well-being. And I think it really all originates down to this one idea of honoring yourself and valuing yourself enough to want to live healthy. And so that's what's really, really pushed me to encourage everyone that I meet to really take care of themselves and to value this gift of health that they've been given, because unfortunately some people never even get that opportunity to take care of their health. So if you've got the health, it's a treasure and you've got to take care of it. And so I've really been able to reach out to so many people with this message, and one of my favorite ways to do it now is through my radio program. I'm on the Express Yourself Teen Radio. I have a Health with Henna reporting segment on that, and we are on every Tuesday on the Voice America Kids Network. We're part of a charity program. And so what I do is I take the latest health research coming out, whether it be physical health related or mental health related, and I frame that in a way that's more comprehensible to my peers, because I really want my young people to be immersed in the scientific literature and really have an accurate knowledge of everything health-related so that they can be proactive and get out there and ask all the right questions, do all the things necessary to maintain their health, both physically and mentally.
All right, so this is where you get to shamelessly plug yourself, and how else can people find you?
Right. So if you want to hear more about me, I definitely recommend checking me out each week, Rest Yourself Teen Radio. We are a charity outreach program of the Be the Star You Are charity, which is dedicated to promoting literacy and positive media in America, helping these young people rise out of their situations and conditions and providing them all the tools that they need in life. So you can check the charity out on btsya.org. Definitely, we're open to any donations. They go directly to helping these young people rise and gain the tools they need to live a successful life. If you'd like to contact me personally with any questions or anything, you can email me at d46s.editor@gmail.com. Again, that's d46s.editor@gmail.com. I hope to be hearing from all of you, and I hope to get many more people listening in on the great radio program.
Absolutely. And if you can connect with me on Facebook, I will plug your radio program through my network. And high five for you, girlfriend. Keep it going. Keep it moving.
Thank
and when you,
you
finally
so
write
much.
A book, come back on Living and Thriving, because we're rocking it out here in the bad world of crazy love. So good job. High five.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me today. It was a pleasure.
All right, dear. Take care.
All right. Take care.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and I'm Rusty, and you just heard Hannah Hundell. She's a high school junior out in California. She's rocking the mission of healthy, inspirational lives and love. She has a radio show and all that good stuff, so definitely feel free, reach out, check her out, and inspire and motivate and keep cheering her on, because the only reason why we do these things is because you guys cheer us on, because you know that we love what we do. But if we're not inspiring you, you're not going to love what we do. But we're not going to know that you don't love what we do until you say, hey, high five, good job. So, inspire, motivate, and inspirate. That's my own word. Don't even mock me. No emails on inspirate, because it's my own word. Enough. So, Chloe and I's fundraiser in regards to our Starting Over Fund is at gofundme.com/Rusty, R-U-S-T-I-E. And I am humbled and inspired and crazy amazed at all of the people that have supported our journey so far. So thank you. We are struggling single mom with no support is grateful. Last note from our sponsor. I just want to say that I love you. You're beautiful. You inspire me. You motivate me to keep doing this. And I'm so glad to be here. Until Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm out, homies. I love you.
ASEA is the first and only source of balanced, stabilized redox signaling molecules outside the body. What does that mean? Enhanced immune function, protection against free radical damage, boosts efficiency of the body's own antioxidants by up to 500%, and provides superior support to athletes, for starters. To learn more about this amazing one-of-a-kind product and how it can enrich your life, go to ASEA-rocks.com. That's ASEA-rocks.com. Or call Teresa at 206-454-9226. Again, that's 206-454-9226.